Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shiras sponsored in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem, very, very soon. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Memvov in the Oizvod, or addition, Perek Shishi in the middle of Alocha Beis. We're starting six lines from the top in Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah Lamek Nikur Shmoy Sharamayim. The Mishnah says, why is the gate called Sharamayim? Either because Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkos comes in from there, or because from there water will come, lost and lovely. So the Gemara now brings, speaks about the water coming out of Beis HaMikdash. K'tiva haya b'yom ahu yitzu mayim chayim Yerushalayim, there'll be water coming out of Yerushalayim. Sigmo atani Beis Kodesh Kadoshim at the pareches kekarni sili ubili. Meaning the water, the source of the water will start from Kodesh Kadoshim. In the beginning, the flow, the water that will come out of the Kodesh Kadoshim until reaching the end of the Kodesh Kadoshim, till reaching the entrance, the pareches, the size of the water will be kekarni sili ubili, like the horns of flies and mosquitoes and gnats that are very, very thin. Then the water will continue. When the pareches the mizbech hazav, when you go out of the Kodesh Kadoshim, you reach the golden mizbeach. So then the water will have the size kekarni chagovim, which is the horns of locusts, a little thicker. Once you reach Mizbeach HaZov, which is in the middle, as we'll see later in the Gemara, Mizbeach HaZov is standing in the middle between the north and the south. And going till the end of the Eichel, reaching the Azores, then the thickness of the water will be Kechut Shel Shti, the size of the warp thread, which is thicker than what was before, but it's still thin. Once you reach the Azor, until you get to the entrance of Beis HaMikdosh, Kechut Shel Erev, then the thickness of the water is like the weft, a little thicker. Mikan Ve'eloch Kimafei Hafach, like a flow coming out of a bucket, and that's what Yechezkel refers to in the Pasuk. Ve'hine Mayim Mifachi Min HaKosef HaYimonis. There's water coming from that angle. It's already a flow of water. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, B'tzeis Ha'ish Kodim V'kav B'yodoy. He's going out with a measuring tape. V'yimod Elof B'amo, he's measuring 1,000 amo. That's the Nevuah of Yechezkel, seeing a Malach doing that. So now we're referring to the water coming out of Beis HaMikdash. And it says over there, V'evirini B'mayim Me'afosim. He took me in water Me'afosim. What's Me'afosim referring to? Ad Karsulo, until his ankle. The water already reaches his ankle. V'yimod Elof, he measures another 1,000. V'evirini B'mayim Me'birkayim. He takes me in this, that's what the pasuk refers to. The water gets, it's called Me'i Birkayim, Ad Birkayim, until his knees. Then the next 1,000 amo, the water is called Me'i Musnayim, Ad Motnayo, meaning the water reaches now his hips. From here on, Vayamad Elef, Nachala Shalo Yuchal Avor. He's measuring another 1,000, it's already a river that cannot cross. Says the Gemara, filu livron gdoyloi nechalal avor boy. Even a big boat can't go over there. The water is flowing so strongly. Matam, what's the source? Vetzi adir lo yavrenu. A big ship will not cross it. Prima kigo amayim meishochu. Meaning these words, kigo amayim meishochu, that's from the pasuk in Yechezkel. And how do we know we're referring to the pasuk in Yeshaya that says the boat can't go through it? Ma'o meishochu miloshut. Meaning it's water that you cannot even do shachu. What does shachu mean? You can't sail in it. In our place, tzavchin, they call the shayoto, the sailors, shachuno. So that's the expression speaking about a sailor. And the Gemara brings me a pasuk that shows you it refers to sailing or swimming in the water. Because it says in the pasuk, ufiris yado bekibori, kashay faris hasoyche lischois. So this pasuk refers to sailing in the water, and you see that's the lashon of schio referring to sailing. Says the Gemara, we're using it in the Girsa of Rav Chaim, ma'u mei shachu. I mean, before you said it's water, you can't sail in it. Now the Gemara is bringing a different explanation. Shachu lashon sicho. People in the world will speak about this water. The pasuk refers to the water. So there will be water, there will be a source of water to Beis David, Yerushalayim, for Chatos Nido. Beis David was outside of Yerushalayim, and it's going to go from the place where David was till the main Yerushalayim. The water will be kshayim l'nido v'lechatos. It's considered to be maim chaim. It's considered to be a spring of water. It's kosher for nido to be toivel in it, and also for meichatos, which requires maim chaim, a spring of water. Mikan ve'elach, but from here on, the water flows continues. Meita roivisim. It's a mixture. It's not only the spring water. There's also other waters there. Kshayim l'nido, it's still kosher l'nido because nido does not require maim chaim. Any water, any mikveh is okay. Upsul meichatos is not considered to be any more spring water. It's possible meichatos. David Yerushalayim is a little differently. From the house of David Yerushalayim, Kshayim l'nido l'chatos, like the first one Nomer said. Mikan me'elach me'katafrisim. According to Reb Chaim, it means it's a very, very steep angle going down. The water's going down. Upsul l'nido l'chatos. So it's not considered to be a connection anymore. It's not considered to be part of the river, part of the lake. And therefore, you can't use it for a mikveh. It's considered to be water that's moving, and it's not connected. And therefore, it does not kosher for a mikveh. Ketiv is going to speak about the nevuah of Yecheskel about this water. Ketiv ayomer elai, the Malach told Yecheskel, Hamayim ele yoytzim el agalilo hakadmoino. So explains the Gemara that we involved with base, the Yam Shel Somchu. That's called Yam Somchu, which is in the east of Eretz Yisrael. V'yordu el Arova, what is that? The Yam Shel Tveria. That's the Kinneret, the Sea of Galil. Uvo yomo ze Yam HaMelech, and it reaches the south, it reaches the Dead Sea, Yam HaMelech. El Yom HaMutzoyim, it continues on this water, going out to Ze Yam HaGadol, to the Yam HaGadol, which is the Mediterranean. Says the Gemara, Amni Kor Shmo Mutzoyim. Why that's the reference to the Mediterranean? Twice the sea, the Yam HaGadol, went out of its place to be shaitif, to drown the world. Echad b'dor Enosh v'chad b'dor HaPalaka. One in the generation of Enosh and one in the generation of the Palaka. The first time it came out, it reached the city called Kalevro. And the second time it reached another place. Like similar to what the second place that the first man Omar said. The second time it reached Akko and Yafo, two cities in Eretz Yisrael. When the pasuk says the poi toivoy, come here and don't go on more, that refers to Akoi. And the pasuk continues, upoi yeshiz begoing alecho ad yafo yeshiz going alecho. That refers to Yafo. It reached the meaning. That's the Akoi and Yafo, the places where the sea went up to and stopped over there. Says the Gemara, Nicho, I understand now, going back to the water and Nevuas Yecheskel, the water is going out and reaching Yam HaRabo, Yam HaGadol, the Mediterranean, and Yam HaDemilcho, and the Dead Sea, Bashul Maskon, why is it going there? To make the water sweet. But Yam HaDetverio, Yam HaDesamcho, why is it going to the Kinneret, to Yam HaDetverio, to Yam HaDesamcho, there's sweet water? The Rabo is the Gosom, in order to make them have a lot of fish. And that's what the pasuk says over there, Lemino Tiedagosom, Lemini Minim Tiedagosom, though many, many types of fish will be there. Tanya Roshim Gamliel Ma'ase Shalachti Let Sidon once went this place called Sidon. They brought me in one pot 300 types of fish. So you see even today how many types of fish you can have. The Gemara goes on and quotes the pasuk in Yecheskel that says in one pasuk it says V'nirpu Amayim, meaning the water will be healed or will heal. And then there's another pasuk that says B'tseisu V'gabo V'lo Yirpo L'melech Nitru. It will not heal. It will be for salt. So it seems to be a contradiction. Will the water heal or not? Says the Gemara, meaning the water will heal, but there's some areas the water won't reach. Lo Yeropo is any real place. The water won't reach there. So that place will be for salt. So the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk, on the river, on the banks of the river, there will be what? Lo yibol aleu. His leaves won't fall, his fruits won't stop, lechadoshav yivakir. We'll have new fruits, lechadoshav. What does that mean? Time of Yudah fishboilum is that tvu oiso leshisha chadoshim veilon oiso leshtemer sochadish. In this world, it takes 6 months for grain to grow, it takes 12 months for a tree to grow. Aval hasid lavo ya tvu oiso lechidish echod veilon oiso leshne chadoshim. Hasid lavo the tvu will take only 1 month, and the tree will take 2 months. That means lechadoshav, 2 months. Matam lechadoshav yivaker loshon the rabim miut rabim shnayim 2 months. Maybe you see another drasha. Fishboil mazet tvu oisol lishisha chadoshim vayin loisol lishtemer sochadish. Again, grain takes 6 months to grow, and a tree takes 12 months. The tefuah will take only 15 days. And you know, which is always double, will be 1 month. We do find that it took 15 days for the tefuah to grow, the korim and oimer, and then the oimer came from it. Matam, what the sword says in the pasuk of Nitzion, Gil of Esimcha b'Hashem l'kechem, Kid Hassan l'chem esamoy re'l'etzdoko, meaning he gave you the first rain, v'yor l'chem geshem moyre u'malkosh barishon. The first and last rain was all in the Rishon in the first month. So the rain came and the tefuah, the grain grew from beginning of Chodesh Nisan until Tesva of Nisan. It took 15 days and then they used it for the Omer and Tzai Nisan. So because we find in the world that it took only 15 days for grain to grow, we say that is going to be lost in love every time. And because the tree is double the tefuah, so the tree takes 1 month. So continues the Gemara of Mizayin Amud Aleph, Mehmekai Abreisi L'chadosh Rivaki. What about the pasuk that sounds, Loshon Rabim, sounds will be 2 months? V'chol Chodesh V'chodesh Rivaki. Chadosh means not every 2 months, but every month it will be a new Bikurim, and new fruits. So that's the Chadosh of every single month. Continues the Gemara, the pasuk says, V'aleo L'trufo. What does it mean? Yeruchin Omar, Terefel Matzitz Aleo. Hidash and Terefel Loshon fruits. That the fruits will be more than the leaves. In addition, meaning the leaves will also heal. Like that's the pasuk on the pasuk of Ve'aleu L'trufa, the leaves will heal. Rabbi Shmuel Chad Omer La'atir Pesh Shalemalon. The trufa healing here refers to what? La'atir Pesh Shalemalon will make people that are mute able to speak. V'chorna Omer La'atir Pesh Shalemalon. Meaning to allow people to have children. And that's what the Gemara explains right away. Rav Chanina Rabbi Shuba Levi Chad Omer La'atir Pesh Akoros. Meaning this river will help Akaras to have children. The Churin Omer La'atir Pe'il, meaning that this river, people that drink from it, all mutes will be able to speak. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Shkolim Daf Mem Vov.